Welcome to the Chamber Podcast. In this episode, we're discussing all things PR, digital marketing and branding with one of the region's leading agencies, Digital Glue. I'm Dan Harrison, Press and PR Manager here at the Greater Birmingham Chambers of Commerce, and I'm really pleased to be joined by Greta Gagan, Head of PR and Communications at Digital Glue. Now, Digital Glue have got an upcoming webinar series, The Power of Messaging, which covers the areas that I mentioned in the introduction. So we're going to get onto that shortly in more detail, but I thought it'd be good to kick things off with Greta telling us a bit about Digital Glue and also your role within the agency.
Yeah, hi Dan, thanks for having me on the podcast today. So Digital Glue, we're a full service integrated communications and creative agency. We specialise in branding, design, web, PR, social and digital marketing. And we help businesses with ambition to achieve their potential and focus on campaigns that deliver ROI for them. So my role at the agency, as you said, Dan, I'm Head of PR and Communications. So I'm responsible for developing that part of the business. My role is very varied, but main responsibilities include acquiring new clients in PR and communications, leading our PR and comms team members, and working with them to deliver brilliant strategies that deliver ROI for our clients.
Great stuff. Well, it's always great to speak to another PR and comms professional. Don't get to do that very often on the podcast. Mentioned the upcoming webinar series, The Power of Messaging, and it covers all those things, PR, website, digital marketing and branding. So do you want to tell us a bit about the series? And I know it covers a broad range of topics, but just give us an overview and what people can expect to learn.
Yeah, so we've been running our sliced events for a few years now on a variety of topics. Our latest series, understandably, we've gone virtual. They're usually physical networking events, but at the moment, sensible to go with a virtual series. So decided to focus on the power of messaging. What we want to do with this series is tell businesses everything they need to know about how they can attract new business, new customers and clients through impactful messaging. So we're going to be splitting the series into three webinars: PR, web design, digital marketing and branding. So attendees are going to be able to come to each session. I would recommend coming to all three because I think all these three things go hand in hand. And they'll leave with five key actionable takeaways that will make a difference to their business. And I'm sure, Dan, we can talk more about what those are as we go through today. But I will say you have to come to find out what they are.
Absolutely, yeah. We don't want to give too much away. We want people to book on and attend. Yeah. You're absolutely right, though. Those things they do go hand in hand. But let's talk about let's take the first one, PR, first of all. So that's what the first webinar focuses on, and how PR can attract your new business. So for people who don't know much about this area, but perhaps haven't given PR a second thought, what do we mean when we sort of talk about good PR?
Yeah, so it's a good question. I think PR scares quite a lot of people because they might not understand it. I think good PR, the definition is going to be different for every business. It's very dependent on what you want to achieve from it. So maybe if I give a couple of examples of different objectives that businesses might have. So we've got a lot of clients in the photography industry. Now their target audience is photographers at varying levels, could be amateur or professional. So good PR for them is PR that's going to drive sales. So that's usually positive product reviews that are published in publications or by influencers that their target audiences engage with. And for professional services businesses, that could be very different. So reputation is often the thing that makes them stand out from their competition. So good PR for them probably isn't going to be product reviews. That's not going to be relevant for them. But it is going to be being seen in the right places by the right people. So it might be more news-led, you know, celebrating any wins they've got and positioning the people in their business as experts through interviews or roundtables. So I think good PR definition of that, I think it's very dependent on your objectives and what you want to achieve as a business.
Yeah, you often find it is a bit of an afterthought for some firms. And as you make a great point when you say it scares a lot of people, because I think a lot of people they kind of automatically think of like crisis management, and we don't really want to get involved in that, but it's It's not, is it? It's yeah. about identifying kind of proactive PR opportunities.
Yeah, and I think, you know, actually you almost avoid having to do crisis management if you're proactive on your PR. I'm not saying that it would stop you having any sort of crisis, but if you've already got a good reputation because you've been, you know, proactively doing PR, then it's going to help if anything does come up. So I'd always recommend to do it before you have to.
Absolutely, absolutely. And moving on to the second one, which is attracting business through your website, which is a big body of work, again, for a lot of firms. And how important is this, and what are the key ingredients?
Yeah, so I think, you know, your website is, for most businesses anyway, the website is the face of their business. So it's very important that they get it right. I think, again, knowing what makes a website good for your business comes back to what you want to get from it. So, you know, if somebody's visiting your website and you want them to buy from it, that's going to be different to if you just want them to give you a call, for example. So I think, you know, the key ingredients for a good website include the messaging on your website, which we're obviously going to talk a lot about in our webinar, the user journey, so what do you want people to actually do, where do you want them to go once they land on your website, what calls to action you're going to have on there, so what are they now going to do that they're on your website, of course your brand and imagery, and also SEO. You know, that's I think still very important, and another thing that I think scares a lot of people because they don't understand it.
Sure. It's that first impression, isn't it? It's kind of, how does it look, and also does it work properly? Because that
absolutely, yeah,
they're things that they can just kind of turn people off straight away, can't they?
Yeah, and I think, you know, having that end goal in sight of, you know, I want my website to generate this many leads for me, the rest follows then. You know what to do with the rest of your website to make sure that you achieve that goal.
Again, you mentioned SEO, that kind of scare a lot of people, and a lot of people wouldn't know where to start. Is that still king? Is it still as important as it was?
Yeah, I think so. I think it is still very important. I mean, you know, in general, the earlier and more frequently a website appears in search results lists, the more visitors it's going to receive. And so the more visitors you get to your website, the more opportunity you've got to convert them into customers. I think, you know, SEO, it's really just a process of proving to search engines that you're the best site for what they want, you're the most trusted, most interesting. So, you know, if Google can see that you are that site, they're going to put you at the top of the search results. And I think, you know, SEO, there's see content SEO, which I think is what more people understand, and there's more technical SEO, which, you know, I would always say get an expert in to help you with that rather than try and do it yourself.
Absolutely. Is that something that you guys offer and spend a lot of time on at the agency then? Because, for example, you might have a business that's already got a flourishing website, but perhaps are struggling on the SEO part, which I'm sure is quite common throughout various industries.
Yeah, absolutely. So my colleague Tony is actually the expert in this, and he'll be leading our second webinar. I will give the dates for them all at the end so people know when they are. He actually does quite a lot of SEO audits for our clients. So he will, you know, go onto their site and he goes through a process, pulls out any issues that they might be having, and then gives recommendations on how to fix them. And, you know, a lot of those recommendations the client can do themselves, and we can obviously support them with any of the more complicated ones. But I think the main challenge that people have when they're not an expert in it is just identifying what the issues are.
Okay. And then the third part of the webinar series is all about brand. So let's talk a little bit about that, because it is so important, isn't it? And so why from your point of view, is having a strong, and not just a strong brand, but a consistent brand so important?
Yeah, I think having a strong and consistent brand is really how you connect with your customers. So it gives you the opportunity to create and tell a story that people can relate with. They look at your brand and they think, yeah, that's me. I want to be part of that. So I think everybody uses Apple as an example, but I think that's for good reason. You know, they put brand first right at the start of you know, when they were a really small company, they knew how important brand was, and they've been consistent the whole time, and they've created a cult following from that. I think, you know, a good local example of this is Gymshark. You know, they've created a really strong brand, and that's been consistent throughout that whole journey. So, you know, even when those companies were small, they still put brand first. Brand was always big to them. And I think if you bring people along on that journey with you, you gain customer loyalty. And there's obviously so much competition online now, as I think especially sort of since the pandemic, more people are shopping online. You need to stand out, and having a really strong, consistent brand is a good way of doing that.
I think Gymshark's a great and very topical example of a local business that's doing it well. And I mean, they're not only is their brand strong, but their kind of parameters are to protect that brand are so strict, and they kind of don't deviate outside of that as well, which is something that's, it's a kind of a valuable lesson, isn't it?
Yeah, I've so much respect for that, because I'm sure, you know, they'll have had plenty of opportunities come their way, which might have looked like, oh, that could be a great opportunity for us to make money. But they've always just stuck to their guns, been consistent with their messaging, with their brand. And see, you know, look at them now over the past week. It's like an amazing local success story. I think real proof of the importance of brand. And obviously a lot of other things that have gone into that company. But yeah, great example.
So when you've got great local success stories like that, then, and why do so many companies either struggle with brand consistency, or I mean, some of them, they just even kind of treat it as an afterthought? And why do you think that is?
Yeah, I think there's probably a few reasons for it. I think the main one is, I think people see brand as like really big and expensive. They think it's like loads of different things that they have to do, and it's like, oh, we don't have the time to do that, or we're too small to care about brand. I think, you know, a lot of SMEs, or I think a lot of businesses in professional services actually think, oh, brand doesn't matter to us. They often think like our product, our service, or our reputation is going to be good enough to get us through and gain us new customers. I'll take this actually from Courtney Patrick, who's leading our brand webinar. She said something that stuck with me. Great brands are great because they prioritize brand from the beginning. So it goes back to what I was saying about Apple and Gymshark. I don't think any company is like too small to think about brand. There's plenty of like small things that you can do. I think the other reason why I think it becomes a bit of an afterthought as well is if businesses don't have a plan for it. And that's when you sort of lose the consistency, because you might end up making it up as you go along a little bit and forget that you actually did create a brand, and you do need to stick to that. So I think it can be quite easy for companies to deviate. You know, I wouldn't criticise anyone for doing that, because it can be difficult.
It's just that having that knowledge and expertise, isn't it? And perhaps trying to get it to the front of people's minds when they are starting a business, that if you can sort of establish it from the start, you've got a better chance of winning rather than launching with a really sort of, well, without a real identity, and then trying to kind of repair or claw it back afterwards.
Yeah, I think it's so easy, and it's very tempting when you're starting a new business to like run before you can walk a little bit, and people get, you know, naturally they get carried away and they get excited and they want to do everything at once. But, you know, actually spending the time to, you know, really define your brand, I think, you know, like you said, really helps in the long run.
Yeah, and what about social media and brand then? I mean, what are the key ingredients to establishing your brand on social media and other platforms? Which, because when we talk, go back to Gymshark again, that their success has predominantly been driven through social media, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is defining your tone of voice and the story you're telling. Obviously, defining your visual identity. So, you know, how are you going to present yourself on social media? because I think, you know, what Gymshark have done really well is they have defined that personality, that tone of voice, and they've stuck to it. You know, that's how they communicate, and everybody knows that's how they communicate and they recognize it. You've got to think about who you're targeting, what sort of personality, what sort of tone of voice are your target audience going to respond well to, and, you know, therefore, what key messages do you need to be putting across on social media? And you've got to have a plan. You know, if you're just sort of trying to remember each day, I need to post on Twitter today, and it's like you panic and you're quickly doing it, that's where you'll start to deviate and just start posting for the sake of it. So have a plan. What type of content you're going to put out there, how often, who you're going to engage with. You know, consistency is key with all of these things.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I could talk all day about, to be honest with you, in terms of social media content planning, because, I mean, I used to work in sport, and I go back to the time kind of, well, 10, 11 years ago, and we launched the football club I used to work for, who are not too far from here, so it doesn't take too much guessing to work out who it was, but we launched their channels, and social media was very much a, you get a piece of content, you put it up, and you try and drive it to your kind of premium channel, like your website or whatever. But I mean now you've got, I think it's so important to think about why you're posting on a certain channel, rather than treating social media channels, you tend to lump them in as all one thing as social media channels, but you've kind of all got to treat them all differently, and look at who's using it, and also create stuff that's, it's not just repurposed for a channel, it's like the design's got to look right for that particular channel, and as you mentioned, the tone of voice has got to be right for that particular channel too.
Yeah, I think that's so true. The amount of times we'll have clients come to us now, I need to be on Facebook. You know, why do you need to be on Facebook? You know, often they just think we need to be on it because other people are. And, you know, actually, if your audience aren't there, you don't need to be on every social media channel. You know, it might not be right for you at all. So you're completely right. You know, you've got to act differently on each social media channel accordingly. You've got to create content for each one, because the audiences are going to be different and they're going to engage in different ways. You know, you take Instagram versus LinkedIn, they're going to be very different. So I think that's a big part of it too.
Sure. And we talked a little bit there about the kind of tone of voice / personality. And I think another thing that misconception that people have got when you talk about brand is it sounds very corporate, doesn't it, brand?
Yeah.
But I think in 2020 more than ever, what we're starting to see is personality shining through the brand rather than the corporate tone of voice, which is what you automatically think of.
Yeah, definitely. I think the more corporate businesses, maybe, you know, business and professional services, like, hear that personality piece and it makes them panic a little bit. They think, oh, we've got to come up with some wacky persona for social media. And it's not that at all. You know, every brand has a personality. Some brands might be a bit more fun, some might be a little bit more serious. But I think as long as you're creating that more human connection and you're not just like a faceless brand that's got a very corporate voice, then that's enough. That's what you need to be doing. It's got to be right for your target audience and it has to be consistent. So I think, you know, defining that tone of voice defines your personality on social media.
Yeah, and not being too salesy as well, because I think if your engagement is good, if people feel engaged, then the kind of the sale or the sort of end result will kind of come with that. Whereas if you push that sales message in their face, then they'll probably be more turned off by it.
Yeah, I think a lot of brands are rethinking how they use social media. This is something that we've worked on with clients over the past few years, that it is less of a sales tool. You know, it's, you know, you're not probably going to get direct sales from there all the time. It's very dependent on what sort of brand you are. But if we're talking about professional services, it's where you're getting people into your funnel. So it's the very early stages. So it's a great opportunity to show what sort of brand you are and get them engaged, so then you can get them further down the line to buy from you. So I think a lot of brands are starting to realise that and not relying on social media to create a load of sales for them.
Great stuff. So you've given a really good overview there without giving too much away about some of the topics that are going to be addressed in the webinar series. So have you got any just final takeaway messages about the webinar series? And of course, tell us how people can when they are and how people can book on also.
Yeah, of course. So the first webinar is going to be on PR, and that's going to be with myself and my colleague Nikki, who's our PR account director. We're going to be talking about reputation management, reaching the right target audiences through carefully crafted messaging, and we're also going to be talking about internal communication, how important that is. So that's on the 3rd of September. I'll give the link at the end so people can sign up. And then we've got one following week, 10th of September. That'll be with my colleague Tony Elias, who's our digital marketing specialist. And in this webinar, we'll be talking about how your website can attract new business. So Tony's going to be talking about messaging, user journeys, calls to action, SEO, and much more, I'm sure. And then the final one, we're talking about brand, how your brand can attract new business. So I'll be joined by Courtney Patrick, who's the founder of brand consultancy Create and Propel. And we're going to be discussing the importance of brand consistency, how to establish your brand on social media, how to create great video content. So going into a lot more detail on what I've touched upon today. So that one's on the 17th of September. And you can find out more and sign up to all of them on our website. So you go digitalglue.agency/professional services. And you can sign up to all of them there.
Great. Well, we will put the link in the podcast description, actually, for anybody who didn't quite catch that, or they just want to be able to click through to book on. And I'm sure it's going to be a really interesting series. So thanks very much, Greta, for coming on to tell us a bit about it. It's been really good to talk to you.
Thank you very much. Great to talk to you.
Thanks for listening to the Chamber podcast. And if you like what you heard, you can find more episodes on all the major podcast apps, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, as well as the latest news section of www.greaterbirminghamchambers.com.